call to order the special meeting for March 14th, 2014. This meeting is being called to order at 10:41 a.m. I'll call for any public comment. I've already made the announcements about forms. I won't repeat that. Is there a desire to have any public comment? Seeing no indication of such, do we have a report by the CEO for this meeting? None. There's no consent agenda for this one. We have item 106, fiscal year 2014, emergency shelters, 3-month extension.
Chair and Commissioners, Jeff Davis, Chief Operating Officer, with me, Melissa Peterman, Senior Program Analyst with the Housing Innovations Team. Today we will be presenting to you the proposed fiscal year 2014 emergency shelter 3-month extension. This will allow for continued operations of the single adult emergency shelter and the veterans homeless emergency shelter from April 1st through June 30th. And this will also provide for an additional 5 days for teardown ending July 5th. With that, I'm going to turn it over to Melissa, who has been instrumental in moving this forward with a very short period of time to do so. So she's been excellent. Melissa.
Thank you. Good morning again. On March 3rd at an FY14 city budget adjustment meeting, the San Diego City Council unanimously voted to appropriate $1 million in city general funds to extend operations of the city's winter shelter programs through the fiscal year. In follow-up, we are asking the San Diego Housing Commission recommend that the Housing Authority of the City of San Diego authorize the San Diego Housing Commission to expend up to $1 million from the city's general fund in FY 2014 projected surplus to extend the operations of the single adult homeless emergency shelter and the veterans homeless emergency shelter for 91 days. We also ask the San Diego Housing Commission staff recommend that the Housing Authority of the City of San Diego authorize the Housing Commission to execute new agreements and or amendments of agreements with the Alpha Project for the Homeless and Veterans Village of San Diego and other vendors as necessary to extend the operations of the shelters. The Housing Commission has confirmed with both Alpha Project for the Homeless and Veterans Village of San Diego that they are both prepared to operate the single adult homeless emergency shelter and the veterans homeless emergency shelter, respectively, for an additional 91 days through June 30th, 2014. The contracts with Alpha Project and Veterans Village of San Diego would include an additional 5 days from July 1 to July 5th to clean up and break down the shelters. In addition to extending the operations of these shelters, the city's general fund projected surplus of $1 million will provide the opportunity to implement additional case management services, as well as support for rapid rehousing, placement into permanent housing, rental subsidy, and supportive services post-placement for the contract period. The San Diego Housing Commission will administer these funds in the following manner. Approximately $670,592 of the funds will be used to extend the operations of the single adult homeless emergency shelter and the veterans homeless emergency shelter. Approximately $185,351 will be administered to provide additional case management services and rapid rehousing services at both shelters. And the remaining $144,057 will go to the San Diego Housing Commission's costs to administer the city's homeless emergency shelter programs, which include utilities and maintenance such as water and electrical bills and supplies as mattresses and bunks, repairs to the sprung structures, HVAC maintenance, and so on. This breakdown of funding is subject to change and is contingent on the continued operations of both facilities. If the temporary use permit with the Navy is not extended, resulting in the closure of the Veterans Homeless Emergency Shelter, the San Diego Housing Commission is prepared to adjust these totals to reflect a 3-month extension of operations for the Single Adult Homeless Emergency Shelter program. In regards to the continued use of the Navy parcel, the current temporary use agreement is between the Navy and the City of San Diego. The temporary use agreement with the Navy is scheduled to expire on April 10, 2014, and the city is currently exploring extension options with the Navy. And that concludes my presentation, and I'm available for questions.
Mr. Gentry, you have some additional comments?
Yes, sir. Thank you. Just a little bit of further background. Monday week ago, March the 3rd, literally, the city council made the decision on the dais, discussing amongst themselves, that they would take $1 million out of a surplus of some $14 to $15 million in city monies this year to reprogram for this purpose. And it literally had not been planned for before that point. The money was diverted from another fund for the police department for some equipment that could not be purchased by the end of this year. My understanding is that got deferred to next year. So this literally was a last-minute occurrence. I was asked Monday afternoon about 4:30 in the afternoon to come down the street because they had wanted to talk with us, literally. So this is extra funding that we've all scurried to reprogram to extend the shelters through the end of the fiscal year to June the 30th. Just a couple of points there. The shelters will not extend beyond that point. Next fiscal year, they will turn back into seasonal shelters in the wintertime. There is not enough money, my understanding is, proposed for the city budget next year to continue past July the 1, and that there are logistical issues with respect to the veteran shelter and the land, which is owned by the Navy, in doing so. So this is an extension just to June 30. And also there were concerns expressed by the president of the council, Todd Gloria, to include more data and analysis of the effect of the shelter on the people living there. In other words, what good it does to help people other than just a palliative, for the moment, housing. So that'll be reflected in what we've done here. This was pulled together very quickly by staff, by Council Christensen, and but we expect it to come together for the council very quickly as well. And I believe this is scheduled for council action on the 25th of March.
That's correct.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Commissioners, any questions? Commissioner Moraga?
Well, we continue to request a budget, an end-of-the-year budget from, or whenever this is over, from both agencies like we have in the past and previous actions.
With the $1 million, we'll be entering into new contracts for the three-month term, which means we'll follow through with all closeout on the current five-month contracts we're in with both operators. So all of those policies would still carry through in terms of the various funding sources that go into both programs.
Anything else? Okay. Is there a motion? Commissioner Moraga has moved approval of the motion. Is there a second? Commissioner Davis has seconded the motion. Any additional discussion? Hearing none, I'll call the question. All in favor of the motion as made and seconded, indicate by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? None. The motion is carried unanimously. Now I'm going to adjourn the special meeting